Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Greeny rolling along here on ESPN Radio. Excuse me. Presented by Progressive Insurance. I just blanketly apologize for the cough. I can't get rid of it. And trust me, as awful as it might be listening, I promise you it's way worse being me. Anyway, the hashtag crew is around me here, and we got ourselves a little something to work on that is just was tailor-made for this medium, and I know that because we made it once upon a time. Dan Orlovsky did a list in which he ranked the starting quarterbacks in the playoffs from 1 through 14. You can read it on ESPN.com right now. They are his opinions. And, of course, this reminded me immediately, and any Mike and Mike listeners will remember. Hemba will certainly remember. Bubba will certainly remember. The old Mike and Mike confidence picks. This isn't exactly the way we used to do it, but I like this exercise, so we're going to do our own list here. I will read you Dan's rankings, which are getting an enormous amount of attention because he put Dak Prescott 12th. There are 14 starting quarterbacks for the NFL playoffs, and he put Dak Prescott 12th. Now, I'll mention that he does have Lamar Jackson at 6, and in the event that Lamar does not start for the Ravens, which looks increasingly likely, I have to believe that he would move Dak up a spot and put, is Tyler Huntley available? Is he going
to
play?
He's expected to start, yes.
Okay, so I assume he would put Tyler Huntley behind Dak. I haven't asked Dan that question, but one can assume it. Here's his list. He put Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Allen 3, Jalen Hurts 4, Justin Herbert 5, Lamar 6, Brady 7, Daniel Jones 8, Trevor Lawrence 9, Geno Smith 10, Kirk Cousins 11, Dak Prescott 12, Brock Purdy 13, and Skylar Thompson 14. So let's go in and do our own list here, and we'll do it the way Mike and I used to do it, which is confidence picks. Not who's the best player, not who's had the best career. We used to do it matchup specific. We won't do that here. We will just say, which of these quarterbacks are you most confident having a good postseason? Whether that postseason lasts one game, two games, three games, or four. Who are you most confident in? Let's do the easy ones. Skylar Thompson has to be 14, right? Bubba and Cam, just speak now or forever hold your peace. If you hear something here you don't like, there's no way in the world he's not 14, right?
Right.
I watched that game last week. If that game had been 10 quarters, the Dolphins were not going to score a touchdown against the Jets. So he has to be 14. Does Tyler Huntley go to 13? Does that make sense?
I'm putting him there, yeah.
Yes. I mean,
are we comfortable putting Brock Purdy ahead of Tyler Huntley at this point?
Very.
I mean, for sure, maybe ahead of others.
Okay.
Because if we're doing the thing based upon what's happened recently and body, like if we're throwing body of work aside, who's playing better than Brock Purdy
it's
is right
confidence.
Now?
Confidence.
Right.
How confident are you in this player playing well in this postseason?
Right now.
So we're going to go Tyler Huntley 13, or is there anyone else you would consider putting down there near him?
He's got to be 13.
Okay. So if he's 13, I want to then skip to the top.
Okay.
Because the top, to me, is also hard. Are you most confident in Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, or other? Would you consider putting another person in that?
They're in a tier by themselves.
Fair enough. I agree with that. So Danny has them. Either of you guys think we should have another name in this tier, or are they clearly going to be 1 through 3 in whatever order we decide?
No, I believe it's them, yes.
Bubba,
yep,
you're good with
those
that?
Those are the three.
All right. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen. That's the order in which Danny puts them. Do we agree with that? Would you laugh at me if I said I would consider putting Burrow 1?
That's what I would have thought.
Would you laugh at me?
I wouldn't pick it, but I wouldn't laugh at you.
Bubba?
No, yeah, I think I'm still going Mahomes 1, but I think Burrow 1 is certainly fair.
I mean, it's so hard to say. See, the problem is that I don't know where to factor in that he's got to have to play the other two guys on the road. That if he's going to go head-to-head with Allen, and we expect that he will, that he's going to have to do that in Buffalo. And if he's going to go head-to-head with Mahomes, and to get to the Super Bowl he would have to, he's going to have to do it in Kansas City.
Their most recent loss is Halloween. Like, they've played great for a long time.
I kind of want to put Burrow one. As ridiculous as it sounds, I understand that putting him ahead of putting anyone ahead of Patrick Mahomes is crazy.
He went 3-0 against Mahomes in the calendar year 2022.
Yeah, I mean, he's beaten him every time they've played.
Every time.
Including in his building
and
not
outplayed
long ago.
Him. Wasn't the defense, it was him.
I kind of want to put Burrow one. Yeah, and here's the I made this analogy on TV. Joe Burrow is Batman. And let me explain what I mean by that. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are superheroes that have superpowers. Like you could say, or if we want to use the more current examples, like the Marvel characters, right? Like the Incredible Hulk. That's what Josh Allen is, right? He's just big and strong and runs you over and he'll just kill you. He's unbelievable. And then who would be like who would be the, what would Patrick Mahomes be in this? Like Patrick Mahomes is like Spider-Man. I don't know the Marvel Universe as well, but one of these characters who's just got, he's just got the ability to do stuff that no one else can do. He's got superhuman powers. Both Mahomes and Allen have that. It's just not as obvious to figure out why Burrow is so good because he doesn't seem to have that. He's not ridiculously big. He's not ridiculously, he doesn't run, you know, ridiculously well. He doesn't have arm talent unlike anything you've ever seen. He's just like Batman. He outthinks you. His superpower is his brain.
He makes the most right decisions.
Yeah, he's just, I love him. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love him. I'm going to go him one. And then are we all 100% sure we're putting Mahomes ahead of Allen? Because I'll say this, I know Mahomes beat Allen last year, but you can't blame Allen. You can't play better in the playoffs than Allen played last year. Call up his playoff numbers from last season real quick, right? He had the one game against New England in which they didn't punt, and he threw, I think, for four touchdowns and 2,006 yards. Yeah. What was it again?
So last year in two postseason games.
Two postseason games.
He threw for 637.
637 yards.
Nine touchdowns.
Zero picks. Are we sure, Bubba, that we're putting Mahomes ahead of Allen?
Again, it's incredibly... I'm just sticking with Mahomes, but again, I'm not going to argue with anyone who would put Allen ahead of him.
I mean, I hate the idea of putting Josh Allen third on any list. Go ahead.
Do you like the idea of putting Patrick Mahomes third on any
list? No. All right, I'm going to go Burrow.
I feel like they're all just, it's 1-1-1, honestly.
It is. I almost want to go 1-1-1, but we can't for the purposes of this. I'm going to go Burrow, Mahomes, Allen. We're talking about confidence, and I hate doing that because I have infinite confidence in Josh Allen playing well. I'm willing to bet you anything you want to bet that if and when Buffalo gets beat, the next day we will not come in and say, that's because Josh Allen wasn't great. That would be the most surprising thing that could happen in this playoffs. I would actually be less surprised by that. Wrong. I'd be more surprised by that than if Patrick Mahomes played a bad game.
Really?
I would. I've seen it. I've seen Patrick Mahomes play a bad game last year in the AFC Championship game. He played badly. They lost. They should have won that game. He threw a bad pick. It happens. I'm not knocking Patrick Mahomes. He's unbelievable. As good as any player I've ever seen. But Allen is just as good. All right, whatever. Let's not continue debating this. We're going to go Burrow 1, Mahomes 2, Allen 3. Now, who's 4? Everyone gets a vote. Hembo, who's 4?
Justin Herbert is 4.
Justin Herbert is 4. Justin Herbert is maybe the next. If I was drafting, I might take him next. I don't know that I have the next most confidence in him. Bubba, who's 4?
Tom Brady.
Ooh, that's a sexy one. Brady is 45. He's only won 7 Super Bowls, Hembo. I mean, you're looking at him like he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's won 7 Super Bowls, including one every other year. Every even year since 2014, Tom Brady has won the Super Bowl.
Your criteria, we're not doing body of work here. This is a 9-loss team.
How confident are you? I think they lost 8 games. Are they 9-8?
They went 8-9.
Did they go 8-9 or 9-8?
Yeah, they were under 500.
They were 8-9. Okay, well, either
way.
They
stink.
They do stink. But you have confidence in him? Okay, fair enough. I wouldn't put Brady there either, but I understand the thinking. Cam, who gets your vote?
I choose Brady as well.
All right, so two votes for Brady, but I can't do it.
This is hard. Number 4 is very hard.
So Danny put Jalen Hurts.
I mean, I watched the week 18 game like Dan did. Like that's...
Particularly with the injury.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the injury, I would have had Hurts.
And no body of playoff work, really.
None.
Besides a bad one last year.
Oh, that was awful.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't awful.
He was
overmatched.
Horrible.
It was
they were overmatched. They had no
chance.
And
he played badly.
In that game against Tampa,
they were overmatched because he was their quarterback.
Oh, no. They didn't have AJ Brown.
I watched the game like 3 times in the offseason. He was horrible in that
game. If Otto Graham had been their quarterback, would they have won that game?
I don't know.
No,
he
would
have been really,
have.
Really old in that game.
If Sammy Baugh had been their quarterback, would they have won that game?
Yeah, he would have punted as well.
That's exactly
he
right.
He would have punted 12 times.
And played yeah. defensive back.
But the Bucs would have had terrible field position because Baugh was a hell of a punter.
You know, he held punting records up until recently.
Did he ever play against Brady head-to-head?
I don't know. I'll ask Paul Feinbaum. He covered the game. Okay, we're making old jokes
now. What was his last
now.
Game?
Okay, I need to pause on this thought. I need to consider who's going next, and we will do that. Plus, I will also tell you coming up next about one app that I desperately need not to download. That's as we continue live. You're listening to Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
All right, Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. We are live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 and presented by Progressive Insurance. Okay, so in the interest of not taking forever with this thing, we just decided to do it during the break, and so I've got my list. So Orlovsky has up on ESPN.com the 14 quarterbacks who will be starting playoff games this weekend and the order in which he ranks them right now, how they're playing right now. And this got a lot of attention because he put Dak Prescott 12th. Now, for the record, he has Lamar Jackson on the list because when he did this exercise, we didn't know that Lamar wasn't going to play. And I guess we still don't know for sure that he's not going to play, but it seems unlikely. So I have taken Lamar Jackson out for the purposes of my list and put Tyler Huntley in. So here's what I've arrived at. And I will tell you ahead of time, I'm not at all satisfied with this list, but it is the best I could do. You tell me if you want to tear any of this apart. And I'm basing this exclusively on how confident I am this player will play well in this postseason. Not in any one particular game, but in this upcoming playoffs, that I'm confident this player will play well. I have Joe Burrow number one, Patrick Mahomes number two, Josh Allen number three. On reputation alone, but because reputation in this case is so overwhelming, I put Brady four. And I will justify it to you with your skeptical face, Hembo, by saying, I don't think they're going to win Monday night, but I don't think they're going to lose because we say Brady stunk. Mm. I don't think that at all. I think he'll play well. And I think Brady, look, when you've won seven Super Bowls, you deserve the respect to be put ahead of everyone else whose name is on this list, because I can find things about everyone else on this list to take apart. Now, at five, I put Brock Purdy, which I understand is going to sound ridiculous. And it probably is. And it is probably an example of how I'm always wrong about everything. But I haven't seen anything that suggests to me that kid isn't going to play well. And I would put Jalen Hurts there, except that he's hurt. So how much confidence can I have in Jalen Hurts if Jalen Hurts is hurt? They didn't run him the other day. They looked very concerned about him getting hit. It's a shoulder. If you take some parts of his game away, I have less confidence in him. I put him six His season has unquestionably justified him going four on this list behind Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen, who are sort of the holy trinity of quarterback play right now. But at this moment, if you said to me, am I more confident that Purdy plays well or Hurts plays well based on the injury, I'm going to go Purdy.
Wow.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I mean, it's just an outrageous thing to say. But the data say that over the last month, five games to be specific, since he's become their starter, the Niners have the number one offense in the NFL.
Right.
But the five teams they beat were Tampa, Seattle, Washington, Vegas, and Arizona.
All right. They're playing Seattle this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens there.
They'll win.
They may get the Cowboys in the game after that, or the Bucks. I like Brock Purdy. I think San Francisco is walking to the NFC Championship game, and then let's see what happens.
Do you like Brock Purdy, or do you like Brock Purdy and everything else baked into the cake?
Of course,
Kyle,
everything
the
else
weapons,
baked
the
into the cake.
The line.
But I'm confident that he won't be the one who pees down his leg and gives it away.
Based upon five games.
Which a quarterback would have to do in order not to look good on that team right now. Just turn around and which one is McCaffrey? Okay, that one, give it to him. I think you're going to be all right. At 7, I put Herbert. At 8, I put Dak. At 9, I put Cousins. At 10, I put Daniel Jones. At 11, I put Geno. At 12, I put Trevor Lawrence. 13, Tyler Huntley. And 14, Skylar Thompson. What do you think?
Well, Geno Smith this year ranks 6th in QBR.
I know.
But I'm
no
with
confidence.
You.
Zero.
Me neither.
I have no confidence.
Me neither.
I hate having Trevor Lawrence as low as I have him. But I couldn't find a place to... Should I put him ahead of Geno? I mean, I could put him... Say, down here, I mean, I don't know. Daniel Jones? I don't know. Like, I could see Daniel Jones. See, the thing about Daniel Jones is he runs. And that's the one thing that doesn't go away. Like, quarterbacks can get nervous. They can get jittery, big stage, first playoff game, all that kind of stuff. I can see that affecting their throwing. I don't see that affecting their running. Like, Daniel Jones, I think, will run with the ball effectively. And then you get in the game, and now you take a couple of hits. And now, all of a sudden, you're feeling pretty good.
That being said, because I agree, I'm surprised that you have Kirk Cousins ranked ahead of Daniel Jones.
He played a good playoff game a couple years ago. Remember that game that they played?
With New Orleans?
Yeah, he played well. And he's got so many weapons. I don't know. It's an impossible exercise. The list is the list. I hate it myself.
By the way, just parenthetically,
go.
This year, QBR rank. Daniel Jones, 7th. Kirk Cousins, 23rd.
Right. Well, that's from running around. You know, that from Jones, a lot
not,
of that is
yeah,
his
not
ability
a 16
to run.
Point not a 16 ranking difference.
No, I understand. It's a big difference. That's why I have Jones. Oh, I have him behind Cousins, is what you're saying.
I would be more surprised if Jones was the reason they lose than if Kirk Cousins was. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to say this. I hate the list. I hate my own list. It's an impossible exercise to do. You could come back. You know, I don't know exactly what the math is on this. It's got to be in the trillions of the number of different ways this could play out. So it's like 14 to the 14th power or something like that. Whatever that number is, there's no list you could come back to me with and I would say, oh, yeah, that's the one. I feel great about it.
There are 16,383 different combinations that you can make with 14 numbers. It's a lot of options.
Do that in your head?
That's all it is?
I just Google it.
16,000?
383 different combinations with 14 numbers. With 14.
I feel
numbers.
Like it should be more than that.
What do you mean it should be more than that?
It should be more than that.
Based should.
Yeah. It sounds to me like something that should be more than that.
It just is.
No, I think it should be more than that. I question Google. Okay, Greeny with you here. And next, let's just have a little fun.
I need you to listen carefully.
I just want you to know.
So, you know, I am of an age now where I'm always interested in hearing people talk about apps and things like that. You know, what app should I be on? What podcast should I be listening to? Because I'm always, I watch Reels instead of TikTok. I see everything like 2 weeks after it happens. But anyway, you told me about an app this morning. And the only thought I had was, under no circumstances am I downloading this app. There is an app that has decided that Buck Showalter is the handsomest manager in Major League Baseball. They ranked the managers in Major League Baseball by handsomeness, and they arrived at Buck Showalter number one. Now, I've known Buck a long time. He worked here at ESPN between... Well, I think various managerial stints. And if you've listened to this show, you know I love Buck. There's no one I love talking about baseball with more than Buck Showalter. And I hope against hope he wins his World Series. I want that guy to win the World Series as a manager so badly. It has been well documented what happened to the Yankees the year after he left and what happened with the Diamondbacks the year after he left. And he had very good years in Baltimore and he has done a very good job with the Mets. I want Buck Showalter to win the World Series. And I do think he's a handsome man. I think Buck is handsome. But here's what I don't want. I don't want to download an app that wants to have that conversation with me. Like, there are no circumstances in which I want to talk about who is the most and least handsome manager in Major League Baseball. So I need you to tell me what app that is so I can make sure I don't accidentally download
it. So you don't have to download it. It's called the Golden Ratio Face app. I've taken the time to download the app myself, and we're going to see right now, live on the air. I've not announced this to Greeny. He does not know this is coming. Who is more handsome? You're going to do it. So I'm going to take a
picture. Between who and who?
Me and you, right now.
Oh, get out of here.
So I am pulling out the Golden Ratio Face app.
This is going to be very difficult for you because I'm obviously more handsome than you. So one of two things is going to happen. Either it's going to say I'm more handsome than you, which is going to make you feel bad, or it's going to say you're more handsome than me, which is going to make the app look bad. So one of those two things is what the outcome of this is certain to be. Bubba, you are a crazy Met fan. Do you consider Buck Showalter to be the handsomest manager in Major League Baseball? And if so, how does that impact your level of confidence in the team this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's a good-looking guy. I'm happy to say that, but best looking in baseball is a bit much. I think he's a good looking guy, especially for his age.
Who'd they have second?
Rob Thompson, the
Phillies
manager.
That's ridiculous. Rob Thompson might even be more absurd.
That's why we made the World Series.
I just scanned my face.
Yeah.
I'm a 7.57 out of 10. The manager, MLB manager who I most closely align with score-wise is Aaron Boone. I'm going to hand you my phone right now.
Okay.
I'm going Gabe Kapler is probably the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Okay, what am I supposed to do?
Take the picture of yourself.
Oh, take the picture? All right, I just took it. It's not a particularly flattering photo.
Well, it is
think.
Just your face. That's 7.57, again, was my number.
All right. And when's it going to tell me my number?
Hit the. What does it say on the bottom right there?
Done?
Yep.
All right, I hit done. I hate this app, by the way. Mine is 7.97.
So you're slightly more handsome than
I am. Not slightly. I am definitively. That is a decisive difference. I am handsomer than you.
Your number is equal to Dusty Baker.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that because I have oft been confused with Dusty. One time a guy walked up to me in the street and said, pardon me, are you Dusty Baker? That has happened. Anyway, that came out. And so that's just an app that I want to make sure that I don't have any part of going forward. All right, coming up next, I've got the lines. I got the KOD picks. We got 6 playoff games this weekend. I'm going to tell you who's going to win and going to go with the spread on all 6 of them after this word from ZipRecruiter. If you are hiring for your company, this is a busy time of year. Obviously, new year means new goals and finding the right people to accomplish them. Thankfully, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful matching technology to find the right candidates for your job. Let ZipRecruiter help you find the best people for all of your roles. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny, at ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. We're back in a moment on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio. We're going to go through some picks here. We got 5 games this weekend, but before we do that, I need to get a couple of things updated from Bubba. First, when last we checked, going into the last weekend of the regular season, I was in first place in the Pick'em Challenge. I was up 2 games, and we only picked 3 a week. So things would have to have gone really sideways for me to have lost that perch What wound up happening?
Yep, we were up 2 games on Freddie and Fitzsimmons. They went 2-1. You went 1-2. So you are the official regular season winner of ESPN Radio. You did it.
That's impossible to believe.
You did it. The opposite.
The KOD is the strongest force in the universe. I mean, let the record show that once again, I picked against myself all year long, and that's why I won.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Now, Hembo has just placed like a football-looking trophy in front of me. Was that something you just happened to have, or was there actually a trophy that went with this and you've been hanging on to it?
A.
You just happened to have that trophy.
I was supposed to give that to Graziano after he won last year, but I neglected to.
And so we just have that. So, okay, so I'm the champion, which is outstanding.
That's so great.
Here's the thing.
It's really American.
Wow. A, I've never won anything in my entire life. B, if I had ever won anything, I certainly never expected it to be this. This is what I'm worst at.
I mean, you were way down in the standings, like halfway through the year, until you made the opposite switch.
We need a brief acceptance speech.
And then shot up the standings.
I will tell you why. As George Costanza once said, if every instinct I have, I will let George Costanza make my speech for me.
Every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong. My life is the complete opposite of everything I want it to be. Every instinct I have in every aspect of life, be it something to wear, something to eat, it's all been wrong.
So I wouldn't go that far. What I wear is spectacular, and I think I eat fine. But my football picks stink on ice. And now I am the champion exclusively by going the opposite. As George once said, this is my religion.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I did the opposite.
You won a tournament by picking every game the opposite of what you thought would happen.
And I won.
It's remarkable.
Over the course of a season. It really is. If you really stop and think about it, that suggests that if I had just picked based on my own gut, I would have been the opposite of first place. I mean, you would think I'd be last.
Who finished in last, Bubba?
Who did finish in last?
Technically Barton Hong, because they stopped doing it, but it was Fitz, the nighttime show of Fitz and formerly Spain. So basically Jason Fitz.
Okay.
So it was you, Freddie and Fitzsimmons, KJM.
He was laying it at his doorstep is what you're telling me. Okay. So one way or another, the point of it is I won. And that is a miracle, and I feel great about it. Now, the next thing is, I would much rather have lost that and won the lottery. The fact that you went out and bought tickets the other day, and we have our little collection. We have our little group of people, a collective, that we buy our lottery tickets together, and we're all going to win this thing together. The fact that I've not heard from you that we won $1 billion suggests to me that we didn't win $1 billion. What can you tell me?
Right. So this Tuesday was the second time we bought tickets, and the first time we had won $2. This time on Tuesday, it was $1.1 billion. We won $10. Mm. So that's a positive.
We won $10.
So we won $10. Yep.
That's good for us.
No, that's great.
That's more than we usually win.
Exactly. And the biggest positive is no one won anywhere the big prize.
Oh.
So tomorrow night, now we are up to $1.3 billion. So we will have the normal $50 from everyone, plus the extra $10, so we will now have 30 tickets, ooh, which will be our most, I think, ever in the pot. So we have 30 tickets going for $1.3 billion tomorrow night.
So our odds now with 30 tickets.
They're just jumping through the roof here.
What do we got, about a 1 in 3 chance of winning?
I think it's 50-50.
Is that what the math is here at this point? And listen, don't roll your eyes at me over there, Mr. Hembo, who told me that if I had 14 numbers, there were 16,000 possibilities. And I said to you, that's not right. And you made fun of me. And then you did a little further research. Who was right on this one, me or the numbers geek?
It was 80 billion.
80 billion. I don't know everything, but I know that if you give me 14 numbers and I can assemble them in any order I want, that there was basically an infinite number of possibilities. 16,000 was not
so
nearly
you were roughly
enough.
Off by 80 billion.
Yeah, you're only off by 80 billion. So that's like saying I was trying to get to the sun and I landed on Earth. That's pretty much that's how far off.
I was off.
You were from this.
I was off.
Over there.
I blame Google.
Okay. So those are the little precursors to what we get to now, which is a brand new season, a postseason of KOD.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
All right. We're not going to do the Monday night game here, so we're going to do 5 games because we'll be able to do the Monday game on Monday. So let's do the 5 games in the order in which they will be played. Hembo.
We are going to start Seahawks at 49ers. The Niners are a 10-point favorite at home.
What can you tell me about the public lean, if anything?
The public is about two-thirds on San Francisco. That is of no surprise.
So two-thirds isn't impactful enough. But it is a number. My gut feeling is San Francisco wins this game 82-4. So I think when you add those two together, the public likes San Francisco. I like San Francisco. The choice is clear. The official pick, Seattle, plus 10.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
We are doing the opposite. What's next?
The Chargers, a 2-point favorite on the road at Jacksonville.
Any public lean?
No one here. No one here.
Pretty much even. Mm-hmm. So, my gut has kind of been Jacksonville all week, right? If you've listened to our show here, if you watch the TV show in the morning, my gut is that Jacksonville wins this game. I've never been a particular fan of the coaching in San Diego, in L.A. And if the public isn't going to help me, I can't fade the public. I have to fade myself. And I have to do the opposite.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
So the official KOD pick is the Chargers plus 2 at Jacksonville.
Hashtag KOD.
Minus 2.
The kiss of death.
What did I say?
Plus 2. The Chargers are 2 points.
That's what I meant. Yes, okay, the Chargers giving the points. Mm-hmm. Chargers. Chargers minus 2. Excuse me. Chargers minus 2 at Jacksonville. All right, to the Sunday games.
Dolphins at the Bills. The Bills now are 13-point home favorite.
It's not enough. Please tell me the public, it loves Miami.
The public is 87% on Buffalo.
Oh, no. So you're telling me I have to take the Dolphins?
Skylar Thompson's Dolphins.
Here's the thing. If they extend that game to 8 quarters, the Dolphins will not score a touchdown. They will not score a touchdown. I also think there's a real chance that Damar Hamlin winds up showing up at that game and being introduced, in which case the Bills are going to win by 200 points. Okay, I'm doing exactly what I shouldn't. I'm doing the opposite of what I should do, which is in this one case, I'm not picking the opposite. I cannot take Skylar Thompson no matter how many points you give me. I watched what Josh Allen did to New England in the divisional round last year, and that team, or the wild card round, excuse me, and that New England team was better than this Miami team is with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. I'm going with my gut, which once again is always wrong. I'm taking Buffalo minus 13.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
Definitely get that wrong. All right, what's next?
The Giants at the Vikings. The Vikings, a 3-point favorite at home.
So everyone on the set today picked the Giants. So I felt a need to go the other way because I just thought it feels good to go the other way when everyone is picking one thing. So I picked Minnesota on the TV show, even though that isn't really what I think. But I think it's a toss-up game. To me, this is a toss-up. If you told me anything was going to happen, if you told me Minnesota wins big, I'd buy it. If you told me Giants win, well, here's what I don't see. I don't see the Giants winning a blowout. I could see Vikings win close, Giants win close, Vikings win big. I would have a very hard, I would be real surprised if the Giants won big. But my point is, because I have no feel, I took the Vikings because everyone else went Giants. That said, this is for these picks. Is there a public lean? Does the public love the Giants?
They beyond love the Giants.
They love the Giants.
91%.
91%.
The public loves the Giants.
That just became very easy since I have no feel whatsoever. Give me Minnesota minus the 3 at home.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
When 91% of the people think anything is going to happen, it loses 91% of the time. It's like a perfect ratio. All right, well, there's one more, and that's going to be Baltimore-Cincinnati.
Yes, that's a Sunday night game. The Bengals, a 7-point home favorite against the Lamar Jacksonless Ravens and all.
How has that moved? Like, what do we know? Where has that line been based on the Lamar of it all?
It was 6.5 when we spoke yesterday. He didn't practice. It's at 7 now. Until we hear for sure that he's not playing, I think the number's going to stay at about a touchdown.
And if and when they rule him out, does it go to 11?
I think 9.5 will probably be the move. It moved yesterday from 9 to 12.5 for Miami. I'm thinking it's probably a 2.5-point move for Baltimore.
What does the public say?
Public says nothing.
So I got to go against my gut?
Well, I'll tell you this. If you think Lamar Jackson's not going to play, and you can get 7 minus 7, like that's an awfully good play.
Right. I think he's not going to play.
Then that line will be 9.5 when the game starts, in all likelihood.
So what you're saying is I should grab the 7 while the grabbing is good.
That's what I'm saying.
The problem is that's what I think is going to happen. And what I think is going
to
happen...
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Never happens. Do I dare go out... Do I dare pick with myself twice?
What are we talking? We just did the ceremony. You
right.
won the championship by doing this. Don't deviate
You're
from
right.
your plan.
You're right. I'm taking the Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens. I don't believe it for a second, which is why it's going to happen.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of
death. I couldn't do it on Buffalo. So the official picks, I've got Seattle taking the points. I've got the Chargers giving the points. I've got the Bills giving the points. I've got the Vikings giving the points. And I'm taking the points with Baltimore. Those are the official KOD picks for Saturday and Sunday in the wild card round. And again, we will make the Monday picks on Monday.
A backdoor cover for Miami is 100% certain now.
You think?
Because you have now cursed the pick.
Well, bear in mind, this is the same Miami team that got a meaningless safety on the last play of the game last week against the Jets to do exactly that. I think the line on that game was 3.5 points. It was 9-6. The Jets start lateraling it around.
Oh.
It winds up in a safety, and the game ends 11-6.
What an awful game that was.
Literally, you could sentence felons to watching that game. Like, you could say, basically, you've committed a serious crime here. We're going to lock you in a room and make you watch that game in its entirety. You would like, cut the crime rates in half.
That's what they should do. If you lose your fantasy football league this year, they should make you watch that
so
game every
bad.
Day.
Just watch that game mm-hmm. all the time. What are the big punishments these days, by the way, for that? Tattoos?
Tattoos are common.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do things at bachelor parties. Like, I had to sing karaoke at my bachelor party.
Which, doesn't seem so bad.
Which I actually sang quite well.
Like, no, you
I
did not.
Demonstrated yesterday.
What song did you sing?
A Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
Not Phantom?
No.
Wait. Stop. At your bachelor party, the song you sang on karaoke was Part of Your World. Is that I Want to Be Where the People Are?
I Want to See.
Don't sing it.
Yes, it was. That song. I didn't pick it.
What
I
is wrong
put
with
put on.
That's
stage.
The song you say. No.
That's the song they chose. Not. I did sing it. But
why did they choose that song?
Because it was a gag. It was a bit. I was subjected to the bachelor party stuff, and that was what they was one of the things that they elected to do.
Who are your friends? Like, who are these people with whom you are spending time?
What did you do at your bachelor party?
We had a golf trip. A bunch of guys. We went and played. Golf for 3 days.
No singing?
8 guys. We didn't sing.
No?
No. There was not a word was sung. There was no singing. And had we sung, I can tell you this right now, had we sung, we would not have sung a Disney classic that, while I know all the words because I had very young children very recently.
Right.
That's not a song that just kind of jumps to the top of the list.
Cam, Bubba, back me up here. You guys have seen things like this before, right? This is not terribly uncommon. At bachelor parties.
Cam, is this terribly uncommon?
That's an odd, like, fantasy football punishment. That doesn't seem that bad. It is an odd choice of song, but I guess that's why it's the punishment.
Well, we're not talking about a fantasy football. We're talking about a bachelor party.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah. It was a bachelor party.
It had nothing to do with fantasy
football.
I've
been to quite a few bachelor parties. I've never seen anyone do karaoke.
Me neither.
Ever.
What do you think of that, Cam?
Yeah, I was under the impression it was a fantasy football thing. Now it's a little weird.
Well, why were you under the impression it was a fantasy football
thing? Because we had just been talking
thing.
About that. I thought that was a continuation.
You didn't listen to the show.
No, if there's one thing I figured out is that the people who work on the show aren't listening to me. Like, how can you at home or in your car or wherever it is you are now be expected to listen to me if the members of the hashtag crew have better things to do?
By the way, quick question.
What?
Yesterday, because we're both from Philly, you referred to us as Cambo. Is that going to be a thing?
No.
That was just a... Yeah. Freudian slip?
No one wants that. Like, no one's life is better if we create some sort of couple name for you, like Brangelina or whatever.
Cambo.
Whatever else there is. We're not calling the two of you Cambo. Okay. We're just not. I literally would have to resign or retire. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.